I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Filmgoers will remember Oscar-nominated director Lee Daniels for his provocative 2009 drama Precious, which was based on the novel Push by Sapphire. It was an often grim but also inspiring story of an obese, illiterate, abused black teenaged mother who eventually finds a way to overcome her many challenges. Now Lee Daniels is out with another film that is equally intense, gritty, and emotional. It's The Paperboy, and it's based on the 1995 bestseller by Pete Dexter. It follows the story of a crusading reporter's investigation of a murder in Florida's bayous. The Paperboy boasts a star-studded cast, including Matthew McConaughey as reporter Ward Jansen, John Cusack as a suspected killer, and Nicole Kidman as the woman who loves him and wants to save him from death row. Here's a short clip.
My name is Ward Jansen. This is my associate, Yardley Aikman.
You look like your picture. Mm.
I do. Thank you.
These your paper boys?
Mm-hmm.
What are they gonna do for us?
They're gonna save you.
The Paperboy opens tomorrow in select U.S. cities, including New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. And this is probably a good place to point out that this conversation will probably contain some content that may not be appropriate for all listeners. So with that being said, director Lee Daniels is with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Woohoo!
You know, after a film like Precious, one might think you might have gone for a screwball comedy or something like that, but no. Why were you attracted to this project?
This book, Pete Dexter's book, The Paperboy, was by my bedside along with Push by Sapphire for forever. And after Precious, I got offered a lot of films for a lot of money, and I had to come back to what it was that... And I was also scared a little bit, you know, with the success of Precious. I didn't want to just jump into anything, and I had to go where my heart was. And so it took me a little bit to find the right thing. And the characters are real, raw people that I know.
Hmm. Now, I should mention that you also wrote the screenplay working with Pete Dexter on the script. But you did make some major changes for people who remember the novel. For example, a major character, Yardley, who is Matthew McConaughey's reporting partner, is white in the book, but he's African-American. Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out how to work. He's black.
Yeah.
He's black. He's played by
actor
David Oyelowo, who many people will remember from Red Tails. Why that twist?
Well, because I am black. All the characters that are in the film, I had to understand. And Yardley's character that David plays was written white, but I took the liberty to change him to African-American because I felt that it would add a special something in the story that wasn't there. I added race into this mix in a way that the book does not.
You sure did. I mean, the book is set in 1969, which is a time of, you know, a lot of ferment, right? A lot of things racially, culturally going on. And one of the other changes you made was making Anita, who's played by Macy Gray, the narrator of the story, and she plays the maid for Ward Jansen's family. Let me just play a clip of her with Matthew McConaughey.
How your kids?
You look beautiful, buddy. Oh, they're doing good. They're doing really good. As soon as I get out of here, I'll go see them. I'll make dinner all over again. You should come to that dinner, too.
Come to that dinner.
Can you talk? You know, I'm trying to figure out how to talk about it without giving away too much.
Okay, let's first. I'm going to go back to
sure.
the David of it all.
Okay, help me.
In the 80s, when I was growing up, I remember lying to people about my existence, about where I came from, that I was from Beverly Hills and, you know, that I'd gone to Harvard. And I was embarrassed about, you know, being from the projects or being or not being able to afford to go to a school like Harvard. And so David is me a little bit and what one had to do to succeed during that time. Macy's character is representative of a lot of my aunts, a lot of my friends, a lot of my neighbors that were actually the help. And when Zach's character says the N-word and she hears it. She's not offended. She doesn't take it personally. She loves this boy deeply, and she doesn't want him to use it, because somebody will hurt him in the streets if he uses that word inappropriately. So, yeah, it was, I have to bring my past into the world that I'm painting.
Zach being Zac Efron, who plays Jack, who's Ward's younger brother.
Was I clear on that? Yeah, I was clear on that.
We got you.
Okay.
You know, I have to ask, the thing about the film that I think will striking people so far is, on the one hand, very matter of fact about a lot of things that are just true, like the dynamics in the household and things like that, punctuated by some really graphic and explosive, you know, violence. And I have to ask you about what it is that you're drawn to this extreme fare. So talk to me a little bit about that.
People are calling this film sort of shocking and everything. I think what's shocking to me is that we don't see it enough. I don't think that we see the truth enough. I mean, it's okay. I don't mind Spider-Man. I don't mind the Avengers, but I think that life is hard sometimes.
You know, people are themselves having a hard time right now in this country. I think we could probably agree on that, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask how you hope to persuade people to follow you into challenging fare like this at a time when they are themselves having a hard time.
I think that the media, 90% of the stuff that we see right now is built for people that are having challenging times right now. And they continue to underestimate the intelligence of people that want to view and read worlds that are of truth.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm speaking with Oscar-nominated director Lee Daniels. His latest film, The Paperboy, comes out tomorrow in select U.S. cities. The other thing that interested me as a journalist, you might imagine, is that I remember Pete Dexter's book when it first came out in 1995. I think I focused a lot on the commentary about journalism, right? Because there are two journalists, and one is very much about the facts, and the other one is like, let's just get the story and let me get my book deal and do my thing and move on. And I remember thinking about the commentary about what was he saying about the state of journalism then. But it's a very different world of journalism now. I just wondered if you had some thoughts yourself about a person with a foot in both of those worlds, about whether the world they're talking about in terms of what it means to be a truth teller still exists.
That's what I'm trying to get across with the entirety of the film. You know, in the 80s, there were many white men that I dated that were having issues with their sexuality. And one guy in particular killed himself because he was from the South. His parents hated him because he was gay, and then double hated him because he was dating a black man. He killed himself. And so when you say truth, I got to come from a place of truth. It's not just about telling Pete's story, but bringing my breath and my soul into that story.
When people walk out of that theater, what are you hoping they'll take with them?
They've laughed. They've been frightened. They've been titillated a little bit. And then you've been entertained. You walk away thinking. And if you can walk away thinking, then I've done my job.
I kind of want to ask about the actors. I mean, once again, you've assembled this amazing cast, and you've taken them to places I'm not sure many of them, some of them haven't been before, definitely, which has kind of become your signature, hasn't it, right?
we have fun.
So
we have a lot of fun.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you get people to do that? I don't want to give away too. This is again the tricky piece about talking about the film is that you don't want to give away too much. But there's one scene where Nicole Kidman. Is it okay if I tell this? Or do you think that gives
away
too
else
much?
Know it. Why not?
Oh, all right. Well, she urinates on Zac Efron's character. She has a reason. But I think that's the thing that a lot of people are going to think, whoa, how did you know, whoa.
I know.
What happened
there? I know, right?
But that's not the only one. I'm just letting people know that's not the only thing that comes to mind. But I'm interested in how you get people who, these are, you know, big stars who have
a certain
image. Well,
thank you for being so classy about it, because everybody else has been just outright nasty about it. Like, well, you know, how could you have this happen? This is Nicole Kidman.
Well, this is NPR. We are classy.
When I go in and we're doing a film, it's like putting on a play. There are no egos. And I think that that's what real actors want to play with, not movie stars, but real actors. They want to come in and they want to roll up their sleeves and they want to move furniture around and they want to put on their makeup, their own makeup, like Nicole did. We don't have any money. I have no money. I don't pretend to know or have all the answers. I don't. We find them together in the moment. And I'm honest with them about who I am. I've learned to be brutally honest about my past, my drug addiction, my sexual addictions, my fears are, my dreams, my hopes. So after we've known each other and we've become friends and we're a family, there's a deep trust between actor and director, and I don't even have to verbalize my direction. I grunt and I roll my eyes or I'll look at them and they sort of, we're on the same syllable. Hmm.
Does anybody ever say, I'm not doing that?
Nicole said it one time. I asked her to use the N-word. It was like the fourth day of shooting. I asked her to use the N-word. She said, I can't do that. I go, and I had a little bit of a problem. I went home and I called my producer. I said, Nicole didn't use the N-word when I told her to use the N-word. She said, Lee, she has sex with John Cusack the first day over a washing machine. The second day, she has telepathic sex. The third day, she's urinating on Zac Efron. I think that you can forgive her for not using the N-word. I go, okay.
So you're reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we let you go, you just finished filming a new film that you have in the works. It's called The Butler, and it's based on the life of Eugene Allen, an African-American butler who, in fact, is a real person who served 8 U.S. presidents and another all-star cast, including some of the people you just worked with. You got Oprah Winfrey, Forrest Whitaker, Robin Williams, Jane Fonda, just to name a few. Can you just tell us a little bit about the project? I know you just finished shooting.
I wanted to go PG-13. I wanted to make a movie for my mom. And, wow, it's a father-son story. It's a civil rights story. It's a story that starts in the cotton fields and that ends in Obama coming into office. I'm really proud of it. I think it spans 8 decades, and I got a really great cast, and I think that it's something that I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of it.
Well, come back and tell us more about it, if you would.
Okay, I will.
Lee Daniels is a director, writer, and producer. His latest work is The Paperboy. It opens tomorrow in select U.S. cities. He's also working on The Butler. That's due out next year, right?
Yep.
2013.
Yeah.
And he was kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York City. Lee Daniels, thank you for speaking with us.
God bless.